In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3445, dated the fourth day of Iyar, Tavshin Tezvav, and the Rebbe is addressing it, Morenu Shmuel Chaim Sheyichia Folger, dated Shalom Uvracha. So, as you know, Chabad has a little bit of a different version when it comes to the prayer book, and do it different. Basically, there is Ashkenaz and Sephard. And again, within Ashkenaz there's various, and within Sephard is different versions. Chabad is according to the Nusach, Sephard according to the Nusach of the Arizal. But apparently, he was in a shul, or maybe he was active, and over there, I guess they changed it from their usual to the Chabad. Not sure exactly what it was, but the person asked the Rebbe, how should he explain to the people, to the congregants, about the change, you know, the halachic, the background of the changes in the nusach, in the version of the prayers. So the Rebbe gives him some references in the introduction of the Shar HaKoylel. It's actually a book by the Rebbe's grandfather, who quoted there from our holy Rebbe's, that the Nusach Ari is the Nusach which is equal for everybody. So, basically, I'm not sure, maybe they changed it from Sephard to Ari or not, I'm not sure exactly, but the Rebbe says that the Nusach Ari is the Nusach which is equal to everybody. In other words, everybody can do Nusach Ari. The Rebbe brings down from the responses over here that he writes over there that from Ashkenaz to Sephard you are allowed to change. So it looks like they were changing from Ashkenaz to Sephard. The Rebbe sends to this rabbi. Also, another response of the Divrei Chaim. And the Rebbe goes through the various halachic, the Chasam Sofer asks a question on it, and Maram Shik asks, and the Rebbe brings another response from the Beis HaYotzer, and the Minchas Elazar, they answered all the question. So what is the, so there's been a give and take whether it's permitted or not, and based on that. However, the conclusion is, in the final that the Rebbe brings down, that you are allowed to change from the Nusach Ashkenaz to Sephard, but there is no opinion that allows to change from Sephard to Ashkenaz. The resolution and the conclusion is that you could change from Ashkenaz to Sephard, and from Sephard to Ashkenaz you can. By the way, with blessing, originally when the Hasidim started, the Alter Rebbe basically started, you know, making the Siddur and the Hasidus movement, the Chabad movement, most of the people, and this goes even back earlier by the Magid, most of the people originated from Ashkenaz families. That's what they used to daven. And when they became Hasidim, and when they became followers of this philosophy of the Kabbalah and Hasidus, they changed from Ashkenaz to Sephard. And these were all great rabbis and great geniuses. So you see, the Rebbe brings elsewhere, not here, and maybe it's brought down in some of these responses that the Rebbe is referencing here, that it's okay to change from Ashkenaz to Sephard. So that's the Rebbe telling him to explain to the people that were challenging or questioning I mean, how is this allowed? The Rebbe gives him the references.